Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to another episode of the Let's Keep It A Buck podcast. Episode 47, Andre Kirilenko episode. Yo, Dom, stop. Stop. This dude is already trying to take Jamarcus in the first 5 seconds.
I remember we ended on a bad note last week.
That's crazy, bro. For the audio people, check us out on Patreon or on Twitch if y'all wanted to see what just happened. But essentially, Dom just started licking air the first 10 seconds.
That what we're calling it?
Yeah. Let's at least for the first 5 minutes of the podcast.
Now he's lost. Look at me.
I'm like, where am I, Hedda?
No, I'm looking for something. I am misplacing my things.
All right, well, while you look for that.
I bet you he's like, oh, there we go.
He found it.
What is it? I found it. Don't worry about it. We're good.
Is it what I was?
I didn't even hear what you said.
Okay. Is it right here? Welcome to another episode of the Let's Keep It A Buck podcast. I'm your host, B Souls. You know what I'm saying? Best Asian in the land.
Best Asian in the land.
I got my co-host with me today. Shia LaBeouf in the booth. Say what's up to the chat.
What's cracking, everybody?
Respect for the hat. Respect for the hat.
We had a serious Kanye debate in locker room today. I had to rip it. I didn't even say anything the whole debate. I just listened.
Yeah, I was about to say.
It was very serious.
You said we had a serious Kanye debate, even though I didn't.
I was watching the end of the Celtics game, and it was the only thing that was actually made me happy. Made me smile, you know?
Celtics pissing me off, bro. I ain't gonna lie. I haven't truly felt like a fan of the Celtics in like over a year, bro. Like every time I would just watch them, it's just pure frustration. But
yo, man, Kemba made you not a fan that much, huh?
Yeah, man, it's crazy. All right, Dom, how have you been, bro? Say what's up to the chat.
Ah, man, what's popping? Sub chat, such chat, everybody, man. Been doing good, you know. Life's been good. Life's been crazy. A lot of come ups in the world. Follow me on TikTok at DomTurch42.
Hey, Dom really going crazy on TikTok, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
Hey, bro.
How many posts have you made like the last 2 days? I swear to God, it's been like over five.
Probably three or four today, and then three or four 2 days ago. Like when I post, I don't post every day, so when I post like four vids. Honestly, I'm at the point where I'm like, I don't even care about the fucking numbers. I'm just enjoying doing this shit. Shit's fun.
It is. That's what I ain't gonna lie, bro.
Shit's fun. Yeah.
When I do fun shit, I can give a fuck about the numbers, nigga. I'm just doing it for fun. Like, I'm doing it for me. So, yeah, TikTok's definitely one of those things. I'm just out here for fun.
There was one TikTok I saw. It was the Dame Overrated TikTok. You go, din, din, din. The beat drops, and you dead ass just sit on your phone.
Oh, yeah, the Rikishi butt drop, man. Shout out to my wrestling fans.
That's crazy.
That's the Rikishi.
Yeah, man. Follow TikTok. Follow Dom.
Follow TikTok.
But follow Dom on TikTok. But real quick, shout out to my iTunes people, Spotify people.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? Leave us a 5-star on iTunes. Shout out to Twitch, Sus Chat, Sub Chat. What's up, y'all? And also, shout out to the Patreon. Gained a couple of Patreons a couple days. The community is growing. Actually, on Wednesday, we have our first $100 patron episode, because shout out to Cool Bro. He was, you know what I'm saying? He paid for the Hall of Fame tier, and one of the benefits of that tier is you got to be on the episode of Let's Keep It A Buck, as well as everything below it. But
that's,
you know,
this Wednesday?
That is this Wednesday.
Prepare yourself,
sir.
Cool Bro.
Yes, sir. And
we're
then
coming
on,
for you.
And then on Friday, we're going to record the Patreon exclusive episode as well. So, you know what I'm saying? If y'all want to support us on Patreon, we got options. Y'all got options. But with that being said, bro, I know Dom already said it, but how's everyone been since Wednesday? This dude, Dom, really licking at shit.
Been killing it. Had so much homework. Oh, my God.
Bro, schoolwork. Schoolwork's been.
Yes, yeah, bro. Schoolwork ridiculous. But, oh.
Is it really that noticeable? Jeez. I'm like, all right, they're going to talk about school. I'll do this real quick. Just, you know, talk about school.
I'm trying not to look at my computer.
Oh, here's schoolwork, man. Yeah, school. Right. It's like awkward silence. All right, I'm done. Jeez. Schoolwork, man. Yeah. Schoolwork, yeah.
What's tough about schoolwork, bro? What's tough about schoolwork this week?
No, do you have spring break this semester?
I don't, no.
Did they give you extra days off?
No. My school has days like that, bro.
Our school took away spring break and gave us a couple like extra days off. You know how in high school they used to do like professional development days?
Yeah.
Where it would just teacher be like a random days. Wednesday, you get it off. It's like those, but the teachers don't actually do anything. So everyone gets it off. But yeah, they thought that was better than spring break, and I was going to rant about how much it sucks, but they just crazy. Didn't give you shit, so I didn't know you'd be...
Look, you got leave this is how crazy right. My school is. One, they got rid of spring break and didn't replace it at all. And whatchamacallit? I forgot the second point. What was the second point? Oh, my God, bro. Oh, President's Day. President's Day, a majority of students have President's Day off. We don't get President's Day off as well.
Who cares about President's Day?
I care if 70% of the nation's getting it off.
It's a business.
But my thing is, but why though?
It doesn't matter.
I don't care. If 70% of the nation has it off, it should apply to me as well.
We get Columbus Day off. The fuck do we care about Columbus?
Everyone knows Columbus Day is racist. We're trying to get that fixed now. But what I'm saying is.
Yeah, just a different day off. Just renaming it. You still have the day off.
In school, I get what my parents were talking about when they were like, they just give us fucking days to be out of school. Like, what is President's Day? I feel like a boomer now, man. I just feel old.
When you were in school, you were thinking the same thing, but you weren't complaining because it's a day off.
First of all, when I was in school, I didn't think it at all because I wasn't complaining. I was like, shit, fuck you. Get me out of here.
President's Day.
I took everything. I wanted Groundhog's Day off of school. And hey, man, I gotta see if we got another extra couple weeks winter.
You need the whole day.
We need the whole day. Make sure you don't know.
Did y'all school get up a little early? Let you take Good Friday off?
They did. They did for Wachusett, right?
At our school, it wasn't like off, but if you didn't show up, it like wouldn't count as an absence. As long as like, I don't know, did you need, I think you needed permission, but I'm not sure. And every year I'd be like, yo, mom.
Can I have it off?
He's like, bro, you never even been to church. Don't even try and play that religion card on Good Friday. I was like, bro, come on, man. She was not being a homie.
Please,
bro. Everyone else is skipping.
No, quick question. So senior skip day, did y'all participate? Y'all did school?
Yes.
I just skipped. I didn't do anything crazy. I just skipped the day. Just chill at my house.
Just skipped the day. So my senior year, I wish I would have did some of that. My senior year, I was pretty lame. So I wasn't going like to prom or anything, and my dad knew this. So senior skip day, he's looking at it from an old head's perspective. He's like, oh, senior skip day's for all the prom people. They do their prom stuff. So he's like, you're going to school. I'm like, Pop, I'm not about to be the only senior in school on senior skip day. He's like, well, you're not going to prom, so you might as well. I literally, no bullshit, 17 years old, had to sit in front of the door with tears in my eyes, begging my dad, listen,
no,
I don't want, like, I'm not walking. You have to drag me in your car. I'm not going to school on senior skip day. And he was like, you know what? I'm going to work. I don't care what you do. I'm like, well, thank you for telling me I can stay home because I'm not going to fucking school on senior skip day. What?
It must have been heated, though.
Like, oh, yeah. He was livid. Like, I ain't had my Xbox for like another 2 weeks after that.
That's tough. No. My mom tried to make me go. She was like, are you sure you guys can take this off? And I'm like, no, it's going to count. But like, everyone's taking it off, mom. Like, please. Yeah. Just let me be cool.
Senior skip day. Don't make me be that person.
Yeah, I'm about to say. I think my girl actually went to school on senior skip day, and she just took her own senior skip day on her own day. So, you know.
Anybody out there in the chat, if you went to school on senior skip day, you, my friend, are a different breed. I ain't gonna lie, you're pretty different.
No, because she just used it. Like, she went to school and literally no one was there. So it was like, you know, peaceful area to get some work done or whatever. And then, like, when she had her own personal day off, it was just like, fuck y'all. Y'all are in school and I'm out here chilling. So, you know, it was kind of smart, bro. I ain't gonna lie, but.
That seems like a regular skip day to me.
I'm pretty sure they regularly make them skip. AP classes.
Like, it seems like a usual day. This is like a normal day to skip. Like, oh, everyone's in school except for me. Ah, fuck y'all. That's going to be my friend's day. We skipped usually. What? He said, oh, yeah. She went to school, so your skip day, she just skipped a regular day. I'm like, oh, she's so cool. Nah, shout out Mrs. Soul, man.
Mrs. Soul, chill. No, every time I allude to that, every time I allude to that, like Miss Souls or whatever, he's like, man, I don't got a ring on my finger yet. I'm like, I know, but like,
oh, she don't got a ring on her mom. Finger. Yo, Miso, she don't got a ring on her finger yet, man. What are we doing about that?
She got a promise ring, not an engagement ring. She got a ring. She got a ring.
He said, bitch, I put a ring on the motherfucker. It's a ring.
Just not that ring. You know what I'm saying?
We ain't ready yet.
I'm about
Let's
to say.
Move to Florida first.
Yeah.
Let's go fight off some gators. I'll see you fight off a gator for me. I'm going to put a ring.
Yo. After the conversations we've been having, bro, I asked her again. I'm like, yo, so let's reevaluate Georgia real quick.
No, you didn't.
I'm about to say. And then she goes, but I thought we were set on Florida. So at that point, I was like, fuck, bro. Fine.
Get your ass.
Yeah. Yo, Justin, this man B-Sauce is going to go to the car one day to go run to the store, get attacked by a gator. She's going to come and fight it off with a broom. He's going to be like, yeah, it's time to get that ring.
Bro, you drag her into the wetlands with you? You got to.
Nah, because there was one night, like, we were just, like, pissed about like not having our own place and shit, like our true own place and shit. So we just started looking at apartments in Florida. And I think it was at that point she was like, all right, we're not looking at Georgia, right? Like, we're looking at Florida.
We're looking at Florida, right?
Yeah, I fucked up with that name. Cool, bro. Said call her Bree Souls. That's actually her Fortnite name.
Bree Souls.
Oh, y'all play Fortnite together?
Yeah.
Oh, that's adorable.
Yes, sir.
I'm saying, I carry her though.
He's like, she just be picking up wood. She just picks up wood for me. She just gets material.
At the egg, yo. I ask her every time, yo, how much match you got, bro?
You let her hold the band-aid, Batuka? That's it?
Yeah. No, she's getting better. Yeah, she's getting better, though. She plays on the Switch. So when we play, them lobbies is easy as fuck. But
oh, that's why you carry. She's on the fucking Switch. Oh my god!
Playing a bunch. When I used to play with Tim, I'd always hold the heels, so when I died, they could use them.
This dude right here, bro.
It's the strats.
Now we gotta play Fortnite together, us three, at some point.
Yeah, I haven't played it in a while. I re-downloaded it and then didn't play it.
Same here.
That's how little I want to play it, but I don't know. Maybe in the summer.
Yeah, yo, Jesse, you're about to say something. Were you about to say?
Oh, yo, yeah. You said you knew you were in trouble when she started looking for apartments down there. Bro, yeah. You're in trouble when she starts looking for jobs down there. That's when you fuck. Because if she gets an acceptance letter to it or an email or whatever to a job.
Yeah.
What are you going to say? No? Like,
she hasn't applied. Like, you're not going. I'll tell you right now, she hasn't applied to anything. But, you know, she's done some scouting.
Yeah.
I've done she's some scouting done some as scouting. Well. Well, not like, you know, most of my shit's remote anyways, but.
Yeah.
All that scouting's good until baby lizards crawling up your door. Alligator in your toilet bowl. I'm just saying. Right
here. They come up the toilet bowls. Yeah, they do. And yeah. Snakes.
They be in the pipe. They be in the sewer systems and everything, bro. Them niggas, there are more alligators per capita than fucking people, bro.
They're like rats.
Dom's acting like they're fucking mosquitoes. Like, the amount of alligators. Oh,
are.
My God.
Bro, people genuinely... Like, Florida people, they're used to it, which is why they're fucking crazy as is now. Like, they think it's normal. Like, they think, like, for example, people up north or in New York, like, pigeons. Pigeons are annoying, but you're used to pigeons. If someone from, like, the West Coast comes over, but yeah, but I'm just saying, if the West Coast, they come over, or somebody from down south go up, they're like, oh, shit, that nigga's got a lot of motherfucking pigeons, bro. What the fuck?
Y'all don't have pigeons?
Imagine they don't have pigeons, like, not as many pigeons, like, as up north. Like, they don't got as many. Like, pigeons are like gangsters. Plus, they gangsters. They like gangster pigeons. Like, I remember when I went to New York, I seen a pigeon at McDonald's. I, like, stepped to it. That nigga was just like,
yo.
Like, yo, this pigeon like... weird, bro. I'm like, yo, this pigeon's wild. So, now just imagine
he said,
that.
He said, do it again.
Yeah, the pigeon was just looking at me like, nigga,
He said, today I got time.
Nigga, I got shit to do, man. Get on my face, bro. Nigga, I'm like to go to the store. This thing on the step, nigga. Fuck out of here. But now imagine that. Now imagine, instead of pigeons, they're fucking alligators. Alligators attack. They don't just stand there. Nah, they go, what's up, nigga? And they're going, what up? They're
quick, bro. They don't look quick.
They don't look quick. They're quick, too. They chase you.
They could snap on you, bro.
See, Bezos don't care. He's like, I'm going to give me a nice little, apartment house.
Number one, I don't think y'all understand, bro, that I wasn't born here, all right? I lived in the Philippines where
with
one.
With your boats and your tsunamis.
Yeah, I'm saying. So hurricanes, no biggie. And back in the Philippines, bro, like flying cockroaches is something we deal with on a regular basis, bro. I'm just saying, with these nasty ass animals.
The fucking alligators.
I hate bugs. Hey, I'd rather live with alligators.
Hey, man, I'm from the Philippines, man. We had to fight tsunamis and cockroaches that flew, man.
And
I ain't
worried
about no gators. Like, what the
You know what? Fine. That was a bad comparison, bro.
That, man, acting like cockroaches snatching up babies at Disney World or something, bro.
Look, man, I just don't think it's as bad as y'all think. But
right,
if it is, then I'll learn my lesson. No, we are looking to stay in an apartment like the first year or two, just to get a sense of how we live together and shit. And then, you know, if we like the state, that type of shit. So if the alligators really are a problem, we'll move out. We'll move out. But
best, bro, Justin, remember this episode. Remember this episode? Because it's going to be one day. We're going to be just chilling. And Bezos going to be in a group chat. I'm like, hey, yo, guys, look. Me and Brisol's got a fucking puppy. Look at the puppy. Puppy souls. And then 3 months later,
baby Kyrie.
Have a cat. He have a kitty souls. I'm like, what happened to puppy souls? Yeah, the gators got him. I'm like, yep, the fucking gators.
You can't have pets.
Let puppy souls go for a walk. He didn't come back. Like, yep. That's what Florida does.
Kemba. You're going to name your dog Kemba?
No, not after this season.
He going to let the dog get eaten if you name it Kemba.
Chill, bro. All right. So let's talk about Locker Room a little bit, because Locker Room was pretty lit, I'm saying, the past couple of weeks. Past week. More specifically, there was a room.
Let's be honest. We're pretty lit.
Yeah, we're pretty lit, you know what I'm saying? We're trendsetters, you know what I'm saying? We know our value. but this week, Locker Room had a room with Andre Iguodala, Bam Adebayo, Duncan Robinson, Udonis Haslem, like a bunch of players from the Heat. And they had like 200 people in it. That was honestly the biggest room I've seen so far. And they were looking for people to go up and ask questions. So, you know what I'm saying? The whole Locker Room fam was in the chat. And we just spammed up, bring up Damo! Bring up Damo!
Bring up Damo.
So the dude that runs it, Fatoki, he knew what was up. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's a regular enough on Locker Room to know certain people. There was also a room with Eric Pascal that he did, where we essentially did the same thing. But the NBA players probably didn't know what the fuck was going on. But Dom, for the people who don't know what happened, just you know, elaborate on the situation and what happened and shit.
So basically, for one, shout out Iguodala, man. You know, Iguodala was asking for my information and stuff, trying to figure out who the kid was, because you know, Locker Room fam was going crazy. But they had Iggy out there, and earlier we seen him on the schedule, and we was in a different room. I forget if it was, I think it was Sage's room. Just shooting the shits, and you know me, I'm like master troll. I'm trying to get my black belt in trolling. So I'm thinking to myself, if they're allowing us to ask questions, what is the most disrespectful thing I can say to Iguodala? Like, respectful.
No.
And it narrowed down to...
Disrespectful. Respectful.
Literally, it narrowed down to, do you think you deserve the 2015 Finals MVP? Mm. That's basically the question. Now, everyone wanted me to form the question respectfully. You know, like, hey, you know, it's Iggy. You know, be nice about it. I wanted to come from the standpoint of a troll and a dick. So I'm like, what is the worst way I can ask this question and get a reaction out of Iggy? Long story short, I go up there, and these motherfuckers bring... First of all, it was just Iggy and the David dude at first. So I'm like, bet, I'm about to troll for everybody. We're lit.
Yeah.
Then he brought up Bam Adebayo and Udonis Haslem, and I made a judgment call. I can A, troll Andre Iguodala in front of two NBA players I really, really respect and have them get on my head and feel very terrible about myself, or B, left turn and just be nice about this and make this a good experience. And I'm glad I made the right call and just took that left turn and was able to ask my questions, joke Udonis Haslam about his braids, made him laugh, told Kelly Olynyk he owed me $20. Kelly, I still need my 20. And that's it.
Yeah.
So did you ask him? Did you ask him the question respectfully?
Oh yeah, I asked him.
Yeah,
I was like,
people how you phrased it. Because it wasn't just like, yo, did you deserve it?
No. I flipped it. Because they was at, because everybody was spamming Domo, so they were trying to ask who I was. So I'm like, yeah, you know, Domo, locker room legend, you know, man of the people. So I flipped it to the people are asking, like the streets want
to
know.
Yeah, I was about to say, I don't know what room you were talking about, but.
Yeah, I'm like, the streets want to know, do you feel you deserve the 2015 MVP? And the people that say you don't, what do you have to say to them? That's how I formed it, and he answered it real respectfully. Basically, me being honest, basically he said he didn't deserve it, but, you know, he did a bunch of the little things right that people don't see that's humble. Not on, like, stat sheets. So that's probably that's why he feels he won it. But in his mind, I mean, he felt Curry should have won it. And if he could give his to Curry, he would have. So those were words out of his mouth. I'm not putting words in his mouth. I don't know if David recorded it, but that's verbatim the gist of what he said. So even Iguodala people, everyone out there, Iggy don't even think he was the fucking 2015 Finals MVP. So hands down, Stephen Curry genuinely has one Finals MVP.
He didn't say.
I'm just saying.
He said for the people who thinks it's Steph, he understands the argument. That's all he said. That's all he
literally
said.
I would not be upset with those people.
Right.
You know, I did all the little things. And UD can relate. I did a lot of the little things that people don't see. And, you know, basically screens and cuts and team ball. Like, that's basically what he said. But he said, and I quote, I wouldn't be upset with it. Steph played amazing. First one. And if I could give him that one. If I could give him mine, I would. He deserves it. Which, in layman's terms, means that nigga know he don't deserve it. So there we go.
Oh, my God. Look at this dude twisting words.
He's just being respectful.
He's saying that he sees the argument for Steph. And if people want to give it to Steph, that's cool. Now, I will say, when he brought up the I do the little things part, that's fine for his own argument. But to say that that's why the voters gave it to him, like, bro, there was one stretch of words that Andre Iguodala used that 90% of the chat just couldn't keep up with like the basketball terminology he was using. And I know Dom, you remember what he was saying with like just the amount of plays he was talking about. But yeah, the NBA voters during the 2015 NBA, like Rachel Nichols wasn't looking at that. I'm like, oh yeah, Andre Iguodala really, you know what I'm saying, really, really was key to that one play and how they did that pick and roll ice. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like they don't go in depth like that. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, the one thing I'm impressed about NBA players when they get interviewed is how like they swerve around questions, bro. Like it's honestly impressive because I think one of the questions during that room was whatchamacallit? Who's Bam's best teammate? And he said Duncan Robinson.
And he didn't.
Bro. Oh my, Jimmy Butler, like
Duncan Robinson,
Tyler
Hero in the chat
like,
with
what?
Him, wasn't he?
Yeah, I'm about to say yeah, he was, but like,
so, bro,
if
me and you were in a group together and someone asked you who's your favorite co-host and Dom wasn't there and I was sitting right there next to you and you say Dom, bro, not cool
head. Okay, thank you for telling me that head ass, you know.
That's just the answer's me if I'm right there. It's me.
Real quick on the Duncan Robinson note though, he had Kenny on his pod. I had to watch that, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Wait.
Damn! I didn't know that. I gotta see
Duncan
that.
Robinson has a podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ironically, he made it shortly after going on JJ Redick's.
Yeah.
Coincidence? I think not.
I think he went on JJ Redick's and just plugged it. He started like 2 days after. But
yeah, facts.
And I think I was one of the first comments on the first episode. Probably doesn't remember me, but
OG.
Yeah.
Damn. A day one, and he doesn't even remember you.
This is right here. All right. Let's swerve to a different topic. Shout out to to producer Wordu. He has a hot take for us to react to, for the chat to react to as well. It's something he's been an advocate of since like the beginning of the season.
Yep.
But I'm gonna just say the take, and Justin and Dom, you guys go ahead and react. Kemba Walker is not a top 20 point guard in the league.
Oh my god!
You chose the wrong day for this one, or the right day for this one. Which side is he on?
He believes that Kemba is not a top 20 point guard in the league, or at least not top 15.
Kemba? Then you chose a very good day for this one.
Justin, what do you think? What do you think?
If you had asked me yesterday, I would have said he's close to 20, but above 20. If you ask me today, I'd say he's closer to 30.
Well, is Jokic your point guard? Dom knows what I'm talking about.
Wait, what?
He was in a room with TSO Sage, Alvini, and Legend of Winning.
And Low.
Low said Jokic was
and
the
he
point
was
guard.
He was defending Damian Lillard.
My
being
point
a top
guard tape.
Yeah, I think Dame being a top 8, not a top 7 point guard the last 3 years. Mm-hmm. And he listed off, like, you know, the 7. And he goes, number 1, LeBron. Number 2, Jokic. Number
3, Harden. Yeah, man. Number 3, Harden.
And they just
number
got
4,
on
Luka.
Your ass, bro. It's crazy.
See, no. You know what's crazy? Everyone got on my ass initially. But after I explained my case, other than Lowe, who's just a bona fide, at this point, hater of my career and what I want to do in life. Other than Lowe, everyone seen where I was coming from and understood it. Plus Alvini, but he's a Clipper fan. He's used to not making sense. That's fine.
So just TSO then.
People in the chat too. It was plenty of people from that, like other teams and in Sage's comments and stuff like that, because he dropped a video about it. And I was in the comments all morning, you know, Meek Milling it up with the Twitter fingers.
Yeah,
I saw. Going back up. Hey, I had my sword ready, man. I'm mighty with the sword. And everyone, basically the arguments came down to, at the end of the day, everyone understood where I was coming from. They're just scared to be different. Listen, man, it's okay, people. I just want to say, PSA, don't be limited to what everyone else is saying and making. Don't think just because everyone else is saying something, you have to say it. It's okay to think out of the box, all right?
Like, yeah, sometimes out of the box is stupid.
It's
out
of, all right? No, it's
sometimes,
not.
A lot
so
of the
Bezos,
time.
Bezos, tell me right now, what makes Aaron Holiday more of a point guard than Jokic?
Holiday?
Yes, Aaron Holiday. What makes Aaron Holiday more of a point guard than Jokic?
I think it's just his primary role, and that's it.
Whose primary role?
Aaron Holiday. Because the problem I have with your definition, Dom, is I feel like you can stretch it so much to so many players that we know aren't point guards. Like
yeah,
the main example,
have like 3 point guards starting. If we use like a super broad.
Yeah. So for the people who don't know what your definition of a point guard is, just say it real quick for the pod.
My example of a point guard would be a player for a team that's taking 80% or more of the, like, initiating the offense, the playmaking role and playmaking responsibilities. Not just ball handling, but legit running the offense. If they take more than 80% of that load, that's the point guard for your team. Which, again, by that definition, I don't understand why. Thank you. Like, for a team,
okay.
if you're a point guard for that team, I'm using the concept of if you're running a play with X's and O's, you have 1 through 5. The player at that one, the player running the one is usually initiating the offense, unless it's a play specifically for him to make a fucking cut or something like that. But typically, if you're running most of the offense or majority of the offense or all of the offense playmaking wise, not just scoring, playmaking, you're the team's point guard.
So with that definition, and this was the main example they brought up as well, is Kobe a point guard?
Is Kobe a point guard?
Because he did a majority of the playmaking. Let's be honest.
It's a difference between doing a majority of playmaking based off of play style and actual, like, your ability, and that's, like, the type of player you are, and then a play style of, okay, there's nobody on the team, and the ball's in my hand 24-7. I'm just passing because I can't take 100 shots, even though Kobe would take 100 shots if he could. But you can't take – you have to pass the ball. I feel with my definition, context definitely matters. With certain players, context matters. Play styles will matter. I wouldn't say a player like Kobe is the point guard because that's – playmaking isn't his play style. Yes, he can play.
Is Tracy McGrady his playmaking guard?
No.
Why not?
Again, play style. Play style. What was his play style?
He was the playmaker of his, a majority of his teams, 80%.
What was his play style? Playmaker? No. He was a ball handler. Again, I said the playmaker, not the primary ball handler. The person, just because you have the ball in your hand doesn't mean you're the play, you're the point guard. What are you doing? What are you doing with the ball? Again, initiating offense and creating plays for others. Not creating plays for yourself. And
he is initiating the offense, though. Is he not? Tracy McGrady?
If the offense is Tracy McGrady score, then okay, go ahead.
So he's a point guard.
No, stop. No, stop. We're not doing this right now. We're not doing this.
Is LeBron a point guard?
Yes, LeBron's a point guard. Yes. LeBron's been a point guard since.
Is Schroeder a point guard?
Schroeder, yes. You can have a team with two point guards. You can have two point guards on the floor. Yes, Justin, yes.
And starting?
Starting, yes. You can start two point guards.
Bro, how do you do 80% of your playmaking?
How can you have two players playing 80%?
I'm about to say.
If they're playing the same minutes.
Again, it depends on the play style as well weighs in. Obviously, if you have two playmakers, the math wouldn't add up to both these motherfuckers doing 80%.
Therefore, one is just not a point guard.
No, you have two point guards. One's just taking less. He's just taking less possessions to play make. He's still a point guard. Just like, for example, James Harden and CP3, when they played together, I was on the boat saying they are both point guards playing together. James Harden still produced a playmaking at a high level. Not as high as Chris Paul, because Chris Paul was playmaker number one. James Harden is still a playmaker. He still playmaking at a high rate, even though his primary goal was scoring. His primary role was scoring. He still playmaking at a higher rate than most motherfuckers that were the sole playmaker on their team. Why? Because he's a point guard. That's his game. His game is to playmake.
But why can't Jokic just be a center that can playmake is my question.
If you want to say that, cool, but we live in a positionless era. And for that team,
he's a big that can play make.
He's their point guard. He's their point guard, though. He's the point guard for the Nuggets.
He play makes
almost. I don't. He's literally the point guard for the Nuggets.
All right. Well,
who is the point guard for the Nuggets?
Jamal. On paper, Jamal Murray's technically the point guard for the Nuggets. On paper, what positions?
Oh, shit.
Exactly. Right. My point. There you go. You thought he was a shooting guard. Why? Because Jokic is the point guard. My point.
He does play a lot like a shooting guard.
But I feel like if we're going off, he
definitely could be a point guard. But I feel like the way they run the offense, he plays more towards a James Harden shooting guard.
But if you're going to the notion of we're going into positionless basketball, then why even label Jokic a point guard?
Because in an offense, regardless of position, just name him a big one that can play make.
That's it.
I mean, if that's what you want to call him, fine. But what I want to call him is a point guard. So, I mean, I don't know what the difference is. We're saying the same thing. We're talking about the same thing. We're just calling it different things. It doesn't really matter at this point.
Interesting.
I wouldn't say he is a point guard, but I'd definitely say he's playing point guard.
And at that point, what are we talking
about? I just feel like your take that Dame is not a top seven point guard the last three years.
Hinges
on the fact that Jokic is a point guard, bro.
I'm not, though. Because tell me, Bezos, what makes Dame a better point guard than Jokic? Tell me.
A better point guard?
What makes him a better point guard than Jokic?
Well, I don't care about the pure point guard in Dom's face. I don't care about the pure point guard definition.
I'm not saying pure point guard.
So when people ask me the top seven point guards in the last however so many years, I'm just looking at who's the best players, period. Like, I don't care about
Dame's better than Jokic?
In the last 3 years? No. Dame as a player, no.
So regardless, I mean...
No, I'm saying Jokic isn't a point guard. That's the point. Yo, this dude right here, bro. This dude right here, bro.
I'm just saying.
He's a fucking cap artist, bro. Yo, this dude right here.
I'm just saying, man. Hey,
he's just too tall. I don't know. Somebody's talking about calling him a point guard.
So Magic Johnson wasn't a point guard?
There's got to be a size limit. Like so at some point.
So it's 6'9" the limit. 6'10" that's the limit.
I feel like at some point
he's too slow
just,
to be a.
You're just a forward who can play make. No handles. You gotta have handles. Come on.
You know what to say?
Oh my god!
This is Jokic's whole game.
Yeah, because Bob Cousy's handles were so amazing.
Ooh. And I ain't gonna lie, bro. Yesterday, legitimately watched a game from the 60s for a video. It's honestly not as boring as I thought. As I thought. Still boring.
Mm-hmm.
But it was way more fast-paced than I ever thought it would be.
You watched what it like front to back?
Okay, I'm gonna be honest. The recording limit on my camera is like an hour and a half. So I watched the first quarter, skip the second, skip the third, watch all of the fourth. Skip the commercials.
Oh, it was like reaction.
Bro, what the fuck?
Tom's face.
Skip commercials?
Yo, you good?
Bro, my TikTok just went from like 30 views to 8,000.
We lit. Viral.
Hey, wait, hold on. Let me check it out.
Yo, I swear to God.
Wait, we need some gunshots. What are you doing?
Bro, my shit went viral. Yo, that shit went viral.
That went viral. Hey! Hold on. Which one?
Bro, the soul one. The third one on the right. On the homepage. Bro, the bitch is at 8,000.
Hold on. Wait, what is it? Was it Dom Church? What number is it then?
What numbers? Yo, what the fuck? Bro, I just checked this shit like an hour ago. This shit was at like 30
views.
Oh,
I peeped it. Yes, sir. Look at that shit. Look at that shit.
There's your boy.
Yo, I'm just. Yo, we're sitting here like.
Wait, what are you doing?
Yo, I'm sitting here watching, and I'm just seeing hella like TikTok. I'm like, yo, what the fuck? So I happen to look, and that shit is just sitting. It's damn near at 9K. Yo, who shared my? Somebody had to share this shit, bro. There's no way.
I promise you, Dom. Oh, I don't think there is, bro. Mm-hmm. Like that. That's just how crazy, the TikTok algorithm is. I ain't gonna lie. That's just crazy, bro. Shout out, Dom. You know what I'm saying? TikTok star in the building.
Amen. Blessings on blessings, man. Blessings on blessings.
It's crazy. But, so what do y'all think about Kemba? That was an OG thing. So,
basically.
Oh, Kemba man.
Leave immediately.
Honestly, yeah, do y'all think this is just a really bad stretch or this is just who Kemba is?
No.
I think it's the Celtics, honestly. I blame you guys.
Yeah, I do too.
What?
It's not like, oh man, the Celtics is making Kemba bad.
It's just fault. A fit. You shot 10% from three.
It's a fit thing.
Yeah, he's a bad fit. That's why I want him out of here.
It's a bad fit. That's what I'm saying. It's a Celtics thing.
He'll be great on a different team.
Yeah.
If we get him to a different team, that would be the best. I don't even think we need a star point guard is what everyone was saying. Really? Getting rid. Do you think, looking back, that getting rid of Kyrie was a bad move?
Do you think who?
Yes.
You do?
First of all, I was never on the side of like, yo, fuck Kyrie type shit. So if we were on good terms with Kyrie the whole time and we could have kept him, yes, I would have loved to have Kyrie.
We weren't on good terms with Kyrie the whole time. So
after
the postseason, what was it, 2018? After the postseason, when they actually traded him, do you think they should have tried to keep him?
Well, I don't think he didn't re-sign. Like, no, we didn't trade him. He was a free agent, and he signed with the Nets.
Okay, do you think they should have re-signed him?
If they tried, Kyrie would have said no.
Oh.
No,
I didn't think about that.
This dude right here. So, again, if Kyrie wanted to re-sign in a vacuum, if that whole thing worked out, yes, we should have. Because Kyrie is a point guard in, what, 27? He's 27, 28, one of the most talented point guards of all time. Yes, I would have loved to have that guy on this team. So, but Don, what's that face for, bro?
The chemistry is the only reason you don't think like don't think it would have worked, right?
With Kyrie?
Yeah. This man's still on his TikTok.
Yo, it's at 10K.
10K likes?
It's at 10K views.
Yeah, that shit's going up, Dom. With the Raiders going, I ain't gonna lie, it might have 100K by tomorrow morning. Maybe 50.
Bro, I will get naked if this bitch gets 100K by tomorrow.
You already did, bro. I saw that fucking TikTok you did, bro.
Oh, the other one? The other soul one?
Yo,
listen, peep, right? Yo, so I'm looking, I'm just scrolling through the For You page, and I'm like, all right, so I see the soul thing. I fuck with soul. I don't know what the fuck made me think of it, but I'm just looking at him. He's just, like, talking. He just snaps. And it just hit me. I'm like, yo, what if, like, he snaps, and, like, every time he snaps, like, a piece of clothes came off. Yeah. Like, I'm wondering if I can make that real quick. And I just did it in, like, 5 minutes and posted it. I was like, that was pretty fucking funny. Nah, fuck it.
No, it's that type of TikTok that'll do good, though. I ain't gonna lie. So keep that up.
I ain't gonna lie.
So you just snapped and your clothes came off?
He snapped first, and then my clothes came off. Then my shirt came off. Damn. I snapped again, and then my shirt came off. Well, my hoodie came off, then my shirt came off.
That's just at 10.6 right now, bro.
You made a striptease, bro.
Bro, it literally was just at 8K, and I refreshed it. That bitch said 10K. I'm like, all right.
Yeah. Yeah, no. When you hit that TikTok algorithm, that shit go crazy, bro. That shit go crazy.
Hey, well, I'm going to need to keep going crazy. Need to keep going crazy.
The zoo right here.
I was at fucking 60. I was at 55
this
followers.
This man 30 minutes ago. I don't even care about. I don't even care about the numbers. I just think it. I just enjoy doing it. This is fun.
Facts.
30 minutes later.
Yo. 10K.
The numbers. The numbers.
Yo. Yo. Fuck y'all. My shits was getting on average like 150, and I looked. That bitch is 8K. Like what the fuck?
The numbers.
What? That wasn't even the one that was supposed to blow up. What do you mean?
It's never the one that's supposed to blow up that does.
Facts. It's never the one you expect. And it's still going. Okay, let me stop.
Right, I'm about to say we're recording right now, bro. Right.
Yeah. Let me stop. This is unprofessional. I am sorry, Subchat. It's unprofessional.
Let's do it right here. One of the questions Wordu had, I don't even know how to transition into this, but it is, what is our definition of a companion?
What? What the fuck?
Where's that shit?
Yo, Wordu, you're fired, bro. You're fucking fired. You're fired.
What does that mean?
What does that even mean?
Maybe, yeah, I think he just misspelled something.
Companion?
Right, he's like gonna text in the fucking group chat in a second. Wait, you know he's watching. You gonna text in the group chat?
What is our definition of what is like of a girlfriend?
You know what I mean. You know what I mean. Oh my god,
semantics, man.
You know what I mean.
Let's do it.
Since
we
want to be politically correct, I thought we were keeping it a buck. We're being politically correct. What is your definition of a spouse? No.
Is that what he means?
I don't fucking know, man.
You just said that.
Is that the original word?
That's some shit Wordu would say too. Since we're being politically correct, I thought we were keeping it a buck. Okay. What is your definition of a spouse? Stereotyped word. Oh man.
You know what I mean, God. Semantics, man.
Semantics.
Oh man, Wordu, we love you, man. We love you. We love you, bro.
That's crazy. This dude right here. Since everyone wants to talk over me, I'll just shut up.
I'll just mute.
I'll just be on mute, Adam.
Everyone wants to troll.
Yeah, man. Shout out Wordu.
All right, anyways. So
Jesus Christ. So what? Apparently 6ix9ine had some shenanigans this week. Can any of y'all elaborate? Because I don't know what the fuck happened. Like, I just
6ix9ine. I've been following that. 6ix9ine is a don't fucking. Clown,
you have been. You have been.
Yeah. Can you elaborate? Can you elaborate on it?
So basically, 6ix9ine is beefing with Lil Durk. I was about to say Young Durk. With Lil Durk. And you know about the King Von thing, you know, RP King Von, even though I listen to King Von, King Von up dying. So 6ix9ine used that basically as like, you know, fuel to troll, like trolling Lil Durk about King Von dying. And his newest song, I think it's called Zaza. He had a line basically saying, oh, you ain't spin the block, you let your mans die. He basically was disrespecting King Von's death and stuff like that. And now he's going around on like social media with his phone out, like trying to press people. Like he did one with Meek Mill and he put that clip in his music video. Then today I seen he pulled up on some dude who supposedly pressed him in prison. So he's pulling up on him in the free world. Ask him, where's that same energy? Tell me where that makes sense. I don't know. That's weird. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
And yeah, he's basically just trolling for his album.
Yeah, I'm about to say, like, the fact that all of this shit happened on a day or on a week that he had a single coming out, I mean, it's...
Well, yeah.
Would you say his career's dead at this point?
Career's dead? No.
I don't know about... He still has a career.
A lot of people say when he comes out of prison, he's just going to be dead within a week. I mean, we're still talking about it. No one's listening to what it was
at his peak, no. I think he already peaked. Oh. But yeah, with, for sure. If he just wants to have... I'm talking about,
like,
Lil Pump
dead. Like, if, where's that meant?
If he just wants to have a music career, I think if you can still pull 10 million views in a day or whatever Zaza pulled... Like, you still have a music career. Real quick, shout out to CMB for the gifted sub to Wordu. But.
Wants him to explain himself in the chat.
Is the rare.
Oh. Wait, sub.
Justin, what do you think about 6ix9ine's music career?
I personally have not heard. I think most people listen to the first, like, one or two songs after he was released, right?
Yeah,
like he released a whole album since he's gotten out of jail, didn't he?
Yep.
And did anybody? Did you or anyone you know listen to that album?
I listened to it. I don't listen to it.
You did?
I listened to it just to check it out. That's it.
I didn't even listen to it, but I thought he was more dead than I guess he is because he's getting hella views. I mean, some of his singles have went like gold. I'm pretty sure since he's been out of prison.
Well, no.
I'm like, it's got to be fake. Who is listening to this? Nobody.
It's not that. No. It seems like no one's listening to him because he's being blackballed by the industry. That's what it is.
Well, yeah. But also, no one listens to him. Like,
I still listen to old 6ix9ine music.
No. Like, I'm talking about the new stuff. No, I haven't heard anyone anywhere play any of his new songs.
That's just because it's like.
But he's still doing crazy numbers, which I don't understand.
Well, because where you have to go to find the music. Well, no, it's not even that. It's where you have to go to find the music. Like, because no one... It's being blackballed on, like, playlists and shit like that. So, the only way you can find it is going on his... Yeah, like Tory. So, the only way you can go find it is on his platform, which he's dropping it on YouTube. Plus, I mean, he does have the whole Spanish community down, you know, below Trump's wall supporting him, too. That counts. Like, that shit kind of matters, too. That kind of helps his numbers a lot.
The Spanish people?
The Spanish community helps his shit a lot. I know for a fact it does.
With SMH. I don't know. How long do you think he has?
Till Bobby Shmurda gets out.
When is he coming out?
Isn't he supposed to get out, like, this week?
The 23rd.
23rd? I swear to God, the day before he was about to come out last time, they pushed it back. Yeah.
Yep.
Is that going to happen again?
So we're still waiting.
But didn't we find out he was getting extended a few days, like a good amount of time before? It wasn't like the day before when they were like, oh, psych.
I think it was a little bit before. I don't know. I just know his mom said it's supposed to be the 23rd. So I hope he gets out. And if he does, man, look, all I know is if he comes out and his numbers aren't better than 6ix9ine's, yo, all you niggas talking all that street shit and all that.
I feel like it's not. Respect
the
bro.
Code.
I ain't gonna lie.
And you know what? And I feel like it's not either. I feel like people are going to respect him, but he's not going to do numbers. And everybody's like, no, respect the code, no snitching. Y'all not gonna put up for the man that literally took more time for his friend instead of snitching and getting out early?
Yeah, don't know how they say it. Don't how they say it.
Respect the code, man. No snitching, bro. Respect the code. No snitching, respect bro. The pouch. Respect the code, man. Like, bro, none of you are in the suburbs. Steve.
A majority of the people that say that aren't even like from the hood or anything. Like, it's white people from the suburbs, bro. Like, I'm gonna be honest. When me and Justin and Tim have had conversations about 6ix9ine, Tim was on that side of the spectrum. Oh, it was on this pod.
On this pod, and I pressed him about it.
Yeah. Dom was like, where do you live, Tim?
I'm like, Tim, C-mask? You're not from the streets. What are you talking
about?
You think
we don't have a code in C-mask? Bro, we have a code.
Fucking C-mask! Oh my god.
The fact that it's called C-mask, bro. Jesus Christ. It stands for Central Massachusetts, but Jesus Christ.
I understand there are certain street niggas out there that live and die by the street code. That's fine. But for internet niggas in high school now, you know, yeah, niggas that's really about that life and really live it, they have a right to say, okay, a nigga faking it is a bitch, and I don't want to support him. That's fine. You know, they live that life. That's what they really do. But niggas like us, we don't gangbang. We don't fucking live that life. We are on the fucking internet talking about basketball. There should be no reason we are on here, man, nah, bro, this man 6'9 straight. Abolish the street code, my nigga. Yeah, I got snitching on niggas, bro. Abolish he's a fake-ass nigga, code. Bro. That nigga's fake blood, bro. That nigga's fake. I don't listen to that fake rat shit. I knew he was a rat. Like, bro, shut up. Like, what are you... Shut up! What are you talking about?
Like, fuck you talking mean, about, that at?
Like, you play the game on... Like, my nigga, you're a whole elite 2 on 2K. You're talking about street codes. Like, shut up. Like, I can't stand it. It's niggas out here grinding for legend talking about niggas as rats. Like... What do you know? How do you know what a rat looks like? You don't go outside.
Like, you know what a rat looks outside. Like. That's crazy. That's crazy, bro.
Fact. Shout out 6ix9ine, bro. We out here snitching all 2021.
2020. Joseph in the chat said, "Fuck the code. Snitches get bitches."
Facts.
6ix9ine's not getting bitches. Stop the cap.
6ix9ine's still getting bitches, bro. I mean, he might be paying for them, but he's still getting them.
I guarantee you again, at congrats. His peak is congrats. Not as much, but that dude, just because of how popular he is getting more bitches than 95% of the population, bro. Let's just
the fact that he has money is getting him more bitches. Bitches like
they're not the bitches. They're not the bitches you want the company of, you know?
That's no one said bitches. He's getting real women. We say he's not. He said he's getting real women. We say he's getting
when you bitches. Say someone's getting bitches, there's a standard to... So what you're talking about? You can't be saying.
No, there's not.
Oh, I'm about to say, yeah. Is there?
There's no standard to bitches. What,
bro? If your homie's getting bitches, but they're like twos, are you going like, yo?
Those are still
Steve's
bitches.
Getting bitches.
We ain't say he's getting bad bitches. We say he's getting bitches.
It's implied that they're bad bitches. If you're
no,
saying
it's not implied. No, it's not implied.
I guess when I say it, okay.
I got plenty of.
I gotta be more weary when y'all are saying homie's facts, getting bitches. Then. Listen.
I got homies getting bitches. Now, are they the baddest of bitches? No. Some of these is bottom of the barrel getting cut from the G League bitches, but they still bitches. Some of these bitches on G
some
League
Leangelo
contracts.
Bitches.
Like, they're Leangelo on 10-day contracts bitches. In the G League.
I'm talking about the LaMelo bitches. We're not on the same wavelength right now.
Cardiac says sluts is quality bitches. Oh, no. He says sluts is quality, bitches is quantity.
Jesus Christ. All I'm saying is right here, if someone says they get bad bitches or like, yo, my nigga gets like, okay, for example, nah, that's not even a good one, because if I say where the hoes at, I ain't talking about bad hoes, I'm just saying freaky bitches. If someone
yeah, but there's still like, a standard.
Is the right? If you have standards, yeah. Some niggas
okay,
are
semantics,
the
man.
No. I'm saying the standard is they're freaks. At least if they're not bad and they're not freaks, you're not gonna be where the hoes at.
Oh,
he's
saying, oh, there has to be a standard. There does have to be a standard. You can't have ugly bitches that are shy around me. And I'm like, all right, bro, I'm going home.
Either they got to be bad or they got to be freaks. But if they ain't got nothing, are you saying, yo, where the bitches at? No, you're not. You're not.
No, I'm saying, where is my game at? I'm going home.
You said, where are my car keys at? I'm heading out.
Facts.
What are you talking about?
Word is in the chat. He said, fuck y'all
respectfully. Fuck y'all respectfully.
Okay, semantics, man.
Semantics, man.
I'm calling the word man. Semantics, man, bro, even though that's not him.
For now on.
Semantics,
that is,
man.
That is his name. Semantics, man. Semantics.
Word do semantics. I forgot word do's his last name, bro. Alex Semantics Word do.
No.
Alex Semantics Word do.
This dude right here.
We got to rework that one. Back to the... No.
Shout out to Gifted Blade for the raid. You know what I'm saying? With a party of five.
Shout out.
Honestly, the last couple of days, I've been watching AMP a lot. Shout out to Agent and the boys. They had a video where all six of them did like a blind date type thing, and the girl would ask them all a question. Are they all boys? Huh?
Oh, I thought you meant they were blind dating each other.
No, no, no. Jesus Christ. Like, they got women for the video. They had, like, a curtain. The boys were on the one side, the girls on the other. And the girl would ask them a question each round. They, one would get eliminated. One of the questions the girl had...
Musical chairs?
Kind of, but not really. One of the questions that had was, if... What was it? If your girl was in the passenger seat and your mom... And you were picking up your mom... Would you tell your girl to move to the back seat?
For your mom,
you,
yes.
Yeah, or would you?
Well, first of all, I shouldn't have to tell my girl to move to the back seat. She should just know my mom's not sitting in the back seat.
Hey, say it again, Justin. Say it again.
Bro, that would be so weird. I don't even want to have to be able to say that. Like, yo, can you move to the back? Like, that'd be awkward as hell, bro. Just do it. Come on.
Really? You know, I find that interesting. I find that interesting.
Think about it the other way.
So, your
girl's going to pick up her dad, and you're sitting in the passenger seat. Are you going to wait for her to tell you, yo, can you get in the back? No, you're just going to move to the back. You should not be asked.
Look, I don't know if my mom even thinks like this. Like, if this situation never came up, she might kick my ass if I told her to go to the back. But from how I know her, and how I know my girl, look at this dude, Dom, bro. I feel like it's a first come. I feel like it's a first come, first serve basis. Like, whoever's first, you know, you get to stay in the front. Am I bugging?
I don't know. Bro, it's the respect your elders type thing.
Dom, what's that look for?
My dad will not sit in the back seat.
What's that look for? Can you elaborate? Can you elaborate? What's wrong?
All I'm saying is, I'm with Justin, bro. I shouldn't even have to say it. There should be no instant unless my mom comes out her mouth first and be like, I'll get in the back. Like, if my mom, like, yeah, takes shotgun, she takes backseat. Like, my mom's like, yo, sweetie, you don't have to get out. Cause my mom's nice. So she would do that. Like, my mom's not a dick. Like, my mom's not one of those, oh, you're going to respect me. Like, she's not one of those weirdos. But if my mom doesn't say, like, she wants to get in the back, I'm not telling my mom to get in the back. And if anything, 10 times out of 10, I'm going to tell you to get in the back. Like, yo, it's my mom. It has nothing to... I'm not her Uber, my nigga. So I'm not about to tell my mom to get in the back.
Also, if I feel like if your girl is making a big deal out of it, then that it might not
be... Shit ain't gonna work. That's a sign right there. That's a test right there. Yeah. Listen, what movie was it? Think Like a Man? Where they had that dumbass rule where it was like, hey, man, if you open the door for her, let her in, and you go around the back, if she doesn't reach over and opens the door, man, she ain't for you, bro. And I was a kid, like... Every time I'm gonna let these bitches in the car, bro, I swear to God, they better open that goddamn door. Like, it was dumb shit like that. But when you get old, that shit actually makes sense. It's actually true. Like, if she doesn't have that respect for you at that level, at that moment, on that low of a basis,
yeah,
it's gonna show later on down the relationship. So that type of shit matters. If she really makes a big deal, you gonna make me get in the back because your mom? Fuck that bitch. Period. It's disrespect for me. Like, all that extra shit.
The fact that is a problem. If that scenario is a problem, is that in itself is the problem. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But in that situation, I just feel like for me, it'd be a first come, first serve basis. Like, I'm not... If my mom's already there, I'm not kicking her out. If my girl's already there, mom, you can go to the back. You know what I'm saying?
No.
And again, go to the back. I feel like I'm fortunate enough that I don't think it'll be a big deal. Like, I'm in a situation where... That is the case. Like, it's just a first come, first serve basis. It's not a big deal. Let's just get to wherever we want to go to and get the fuck out of the car. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there's not many situations where my girl and my mom are in the same. Actually, there's never been a situation.
And I'm about to say, there hasn't been a situation for me either that they've had to both be in the same car.
Yeah, although that, I have
where
been in
the
I'm same
driving,
car,
at least. Where I'm driving.
When my girl was driving to pick up her mom from work, I was in the passenger seat, and I'm pretty sure what I just did is when we parked, I, like, opened the door, and she was, like, putting her stuff in the back, and I was like, oh, do you want the front? Because I, like, opened the door to get in the back, and she was like, no. And it's, like, as simple as that. So she doesn't have to say anything, and it's not weird. Like, yo, can you let my mom sit up front? I just simply opened the door and asked her. It wasn't that hard.
Hmm. Interesting. I know Don is refreshing his TikTok page right now, bro.
Where do you at?
I can see. I know that look, Dom. and he knows it's true. That's why he's laughing. That's why he's laughing his ass off right now. Dom, I do this, bro. I do this, bro.
Pesos, I swear to God, I was mid pulled. I had the button. I don't even think you see. I had this shit like refresh. I'm mid pulled. Just hold on. See if this bitch jump up a couple more followers. That man Dom is refreshing right now. Oh shit.
In 4K.
I'm like, damn, my camera, right here, my phone, and other phone camera. Nah, I'm at 24.2K right now. 24.2.
That's great. Like, literally, what was it, 10 minutes ago? It just cracked 10. Yeah, it just cracked 10K, right? I'm telling you, bro, that might hit 100K by tomorrow. I ain't gonna lie. So you might have to take
You big famous.
Bro, I'm gonna have to get naked in this bitch, bro. I was literally at 50 followers. I'm at 237. I got more followers on here in the locker room now. That's crazy.
Anything for clout.
Look at you comparing it to locker room.
I only got so many platforms, bro.
What do you mean?
Dom, I know you have that. I know you have that Twitter account where you post like fight compilations. I think you rebranded that account. I was like, look at this. Justin doesn't even know. Justin doesn't even know. He has. Dom has a Twitter account. What was it called? I think it was just Street Fights or some shit, right?
What was it? Street Fights Only or some shit.
Yeah, he don't even remember now. Fucking shit. Look at this fake ass dude, bro. Shit. But yeah, he had a Twitter account. It was Street Fights, whatever. He'd post like Street Fight compilations. A couple weeks ago, I realized this dude rebranded the account to a personal one. Me. So it looks like he's a fucking influencer with 20K followers.
Hey, man. Fake it till you make it, baby. Fake it till you make it. Yo, I swear to God.
So the fight page had like 20K and you just switched it to yourself?
It was on the way to 10K and I was like, if I can rebrand before I hit 10K, that'll look dope. If I hit 10K and I'm already looking personal, right? So I rebranded at like, that shit was climbing. I rebranded at like 8.5. Niggas was not fucking with that. That shit said, nigga, that shit stopped immediately. I was like, damn, niggas not fucking with it. But nah, I would have kept the fight page going. Niggas want to send a fight. Niggas is lazy. Niggas want you to find fights they ain't ever seen on the internet.
That's your job, Dom. What the fuck?
Bro,
that's like running Bleacher Report and House of Highlights and be like, man, why aren't people sending me highlights? Like, what the fuck?
No, that is not like that at all. You want to know why? Because one, the main hub for fights, they've both been fucking switched. World Star Hip Hop and YouTube is where you used to go to get fights. Unless you know niggas on the internet in fucking high school sending fights. I'm not in high school. I don't have contact with a bunch of fucking high schoolers. And if I did, that would be illegal. So I'm not, I don't have fucking high school kids to send me fights like these other pages do. Like the other fucking fight pages. I swear to God, the other fight pages are ran by literal juniors in high school. Like, I swear to God, talk to like 12 of the fight pages that are like popping fight pages. Yeah. Them niggas are ran by literal high schoolers, like sophomores and juniors. They have a bunch of fucking high schoolers sending them fights 24/7. I don't have that luxury. I was like, bro, it is hard as fuck to find genuine good fights that no one has seen. Because I don't want to just post other people's fights. That's bad content. I don't want to look like, I'm about to say a couple creators' names, but I wasn't going to do that. We're all about positivity. 2021, shout out to TBH. Positive vibes, man. But yeah, I'm like, I don't want to be like X fucking creator that just does weak content. I want to do something original. So I was like, fuck it. I'm going to just use this page to fucking retweet like all the fucking tweets I put on my regular account.
That's amazing content, Dom.
Yo, hey, man.
That's A1 content,
it.
Dom.
Hey, bro, fuck it, bro. I'm like, yo.
You know what? Instead of posting other people's fights, let me just retweet
on here. Let make the numbers look a little better. I'll post like, yo, pod dropping the night. Drop that shit on the main one. 5 minutes later, I go on the other one. Retweet. There we go. I'm done.
Dom, honestly, I feel like the best decision would either be to go full time, not full time, but just use your original personal account, or just use the one with 10K or whatever as their actual main account now. Like just tweet on there.
You know, just convert over.
Yeah, don't be worried and have like five accounts.
No. It's not like I'm being worried with five accounts. I was gonna do that, but I just feel like
it's five.
Yes. I got so many genuine people to follow that first account now. It's like,
oh, like Kenny and shit. Like,
yeah, like okay, I was gonna make that switch, but then like I'm gonna tell you what fucked it up. When we had Rusty on, because Rusty followed both of them, and I was like, damn, that's kind of weird for a nigga to follow my main and then this fucking account with like 8,000 followers. It's weird.
Yeah.
So then from then on, everyone we had on only followed the main account. Like, no one followed both. I only followed the main one. I'm like, bro, we got like Kenny, we got like Stacks, we got like everybody.
So what I'm saying is, I feel like you might as well just go full time with that one instead of rebranding your fight account to a personal account.
Well, the fight account was literally dry. Like, I wasn't doing shit with it. So I was like, I might as well just, like, the fucking 100 people that might see this shit on the timeline now, just I mean, I didn't play myself. I just didn't realize how fucking hard the fight comp game was on Twitter. Jesus Christ, this means it's cutthroat, bro. I got a whole argument. I literally almost got reported by some bitch because I used her fight. Then she got mad because I captioned it recording with a potato, but she got hands. And she reported it because, oh, I was recording with an iPhone. Whoever cropped it, they cropped it wrong. I'm like, bitch, I don't care. Like, whatever.
I'm like, bro, she was mad about the camera quality in her fight.
Yeah.
Video.
I'm like, the shit's recorded with a potato, but she got hands. Don't talk about my phone, broke ass nigga. I'm like,
why didn't she just send you the HD, the 4K?
I'm like, bitch, obviously one of us is broke with this weak ass phone quality, and it's not me. I didn't record this piece of shit. Like, I got this from a nigga that got it from you. Like, what are you? I don't know, bro. It's just a funny story with that whole account.
I mean, yeah. If you have a fight account, expect to interact with people who want to fight. I'm about to say. So.
Oh, I got one dude who sent me his fight because I put the first fight on there is my fight. So you know that the first fight on there is my actual. Is mine. This is my fight. So
I don't think Justin has seen that, bro. Holy. This man Dom really threw this kid to the ground, yo.
Oh my god.
Can you describe it for Justin? I'm gonna try to look it up.
The handle is at KOonlyFive. So KO then only five. I think it's still pinned. I think it's the pinned one. But basically, yay, rebrand city.
Oh, it is a pinned one. But is a pinned one. Yeah,
yeah, it's the pinned one. The very first.
Oh,
one.
This is you, yo. You're huge in the J's. Man.
Those are just regular Nikes. They're my J's. Right, don't support that bum.
No, the
yeah, did you man. See how hard he threw that kid, bro?
Like, you know what's crazy? Man. You know what's crazy? For like the next
week. No, he had bones on, bro. You definitely scuffed him on the asphalt.
I definitely did. But look, that fight, it was so funny because for the next 2 weeks, motherfuckers in school called me like all types of WWE wrestler names. I was getting all the Mark Henrys and Big Shows so nice and shit. Too, bro.
Mark Henry, I'm dead.
And that's what everybody was saying. Yeah, no. If the first half of it is when we were swinging, but then he hit me like one time and it hurt a little bit, and I was like, "Nah, we're going to the ground."
you were like, "This is over. Don't waste my time."
What happened was like he brought like 15 niggas with him, and I was there with like three niggas who I was like kind of cool with. So all the niggas was like, "Yo, if you slam," because in school all I said was, "I'm gonna slam this nigga if he gets too close." So they was like, "If you slam him, we gonna jump you." So in the video, when I go down, he had my head like this. So in my mind, if I go down with him, it's like 15. Y'all seen that meme of all them niggas like punching that nigga saying fight back? I was like, that's gonna be me. Like that would be me if I go down.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm like, fuck that. I'm not going down. So I like pull my head up. And because his arm was like that, it pulled him up too.
Oh, so you could have slammed him on his knees. You could have slammed him.
Oh, I could have broke his neck. Like genuinely, I could have broke that nigga's neck. So I slammed him on his knees. And, like, yeah. I fucking donkey punched him on the back of his head so he couldn't get up and back the fuck up. Because I'm like, yo, if somebody running up, I'm swinging. That's why in the video I backed up, like I pulled like a James Harden step back with the space I created. I ain't gonna lie, it was pretty impressive. Like I donkey punch and just leap back, like, "Hey, bitch, what's up?" And then yeah.
And so, was it just like something you did after school type shit, or was there like actual
what the fight
recreational?
Because I know people that just fight to fight. You know what I'm saying? So
no. It was actually me and them was friends and shit like that. Like literally
fight club type beat.
I wonder if that bum ass nigga Lonzo ever see this. Me and this nigga literally had plans like probably 2 weeks before that we were both gonna work out like hella hard and go to a G League tryout and try out for the G League. And make basically we was gonna have the Jonathan Simmons story. Like we was gonna try out for the G League, then make it to the G League, then make it to the NBA. That was our route. Like that was my bro. Basically, what happened was he was like talking shit about me to my ex's little sister. I don't know how the fuck that even got to me. Yeah, I remember being in class one day and she came up to me and she was like, "Why you don't like Lonzo or some shit?" And I was like, "What are you talking about?" And she just gave this whole fucking laundry list of shit Lonzo been saying about me for the past week. I'm like,
his name's Alonzo.
His name's Alonzo, but I call him Lonzo. But
I'm gonna say, bro, there's only one person in the whole world named Lonzo.
That's right, the goat, and that's crazy. But look, so then I'm like, "Oh nah, bitch, you know me, I'm a hot head. Nah, bitch ass nigga, you gotta see me." So I pull up on him. I'm like, "Yo, nigga, you was talking shit?" "Yeah, I was talking shit." I'm like, "Oh, well, what's up?" and mine's just the last period. So the bell rings. He's like, "See me outside." I'm like, "Shit, fuck it. See me across the street." I go downstairs. I told my nigga Chris. Told my nigga Trey. I was like, "Yo, this nigga Lonzo was trying to squabble. What's good?" They're like, "Bet. I got your bag." I'm like, "Cool." We walk across the street. Wait 5 minutes. I don't see nobody. I'm like, "See, pussy nigga, let's go play ball, blah, blah, blah." So I hit the corner and I look. I don't know if anybody here played Def Jam Fight for New York, but the opening, like, little cutscene of all them niggas walking together, like, down the block, like, hella diesel and shit, that was him and all his friends. 15 feet walking. So I'm like, "Oh, I'm about to get jumped." All right. So I got three. One of my niggas, Chris, I'm cool with, but the other two, I'm like, sort of cool with. Whatever. So, you know, we fight or whatever. Then slam them back up. Then niggas get to talking and shit. And then the police came. All I heard my nigga Chris say, "Yo, Dom, cops, run." He threw me in my bag. And I ain't gonna lie to you, I'm a big guy. Y'all see, Justin, you seen the video. I'm a big dude. I ain't gonna lie to you. I did a 4-5 flat during, like, when I heard cops coming. I was out. I was gone, nigga.
That's crazy.
I pulled a game 7 LeBron going for the block.
That's tough, bro. I've never been into a fight like that. The only fight I've been in was the second grade. I was in the Philippines, bro. There was this one kid in my class that just bullied me because I was fat. And like my teacher like loved me. You know what I'm saying? Like we were homies and shit. So I don't like in the U.S. they don't really have like Christmas parties. Like they don't spend the whole day just doing a Christmas party type shit. But in the Philippines we did. So we had that Christmas party and the dude was teasing me and shit. And I wasn't even like minding him. I was just ignoring him type shit. And the teacher literally tells me, like, "Yo, Brian, you can give that dude 3 punches right now." So I pinned the dude to the chair, bro.
Yo.
And I just, there's some emotional ass punches, bro.
Some emotional ass punches.
Yo. And the whole class hated the kid. So literally everyone was just on my side. You know what I'm saying? Even the teacher.
Whoop his ass. Whoop his ass. Bro, that shit was
awesome. Give him 3 punches.
There is a kid in the Philippines right now that is going around telling people about the day the teacher and some student jumped him in front of the class. People are like, "Man, that didn't happen. That's bullshit. It didn't happen." There's a grown ass man out there traumatized in the second grade. He got jumped.
These souls whooped his ass.
And a fucking YouTuber.
That's literally the only fight I've ever been in.
Oh my God.
And I had fucking consent from my second grade teacher.
That's not
it
even
was
a
consensual
fight.
That's
what I'm about to say. He got set up, bro.
That ain't no damn fight.
was he allowed to fight back?
He was. He just didn't. He just didn't.
You imagine teacher? Can you imagine a teacher just standing above me, so fight back, nigga, fight back, fight back, fight back, little nigga, fight back.
Oh my god, root this.
The teacher just, they come back. He just shut the door and lock it. He's like, all right. Yo, Biso, it's your time. Brian, get him. Fight back.
Bro.
Yo, Justin looks so unentertained right now.
Yo, Justin's like,
Justin's like, bro, these niggas laugh at every fucking thing, bro. Oh my god.
I can't laugh.
I'm calmly collected.
He like, man, I'm trying to get through this, bro. We're already, we are hour in, bro. Just finish strong. He like, man, I got shit I'm trying to do before I go to bed.
I got homework due at 12. Like, what is we doing?
Like, man, niggas out here giggling, man.
Wait, stop laughing.
It's good, Justin, man. I read your face, man. See, we've been doing this for so long. I'm starting to read the vibe. He's like, man, what the fuck again?
I feel like once we get past like an hour 15 every week, we just start losing our shit, bro. Last week we were giggling about Steve for like 30 minutes.
Wait, who's Steve?
Jamarcus and Steve.
Jamarcus and Steve.
Went from a black name to, went from the blackest name to a white name in like 30 seconds.
Holy shit, oh, bro. Man.
Cool Bro's not ready. That's all I have to say. Cool Bro, you're not going to be able to keep up with our tempo.
I think he will, bro. I ain't going to lie, because he was part of that Discord. No. Me, cool, bro, I met Wordu and Dom at. Where's this man? Really, so. Jesus Christ.
Bro, this shit's almost at 40K, bro. What the fuck is going on?
He literally said it's going to be at least 50K, and you were like, nah.
Yeah, nah, no way. Nah. 30 minutes later, it's
at 40. Yeah, no way. Bro, what the fuck? You know what? Really? You know what's crazy? When it first blew up, I'm like, yo, did it really go up that much when you're just plugging it on the pot right now?
All 30 of our viewers.
Yeah, I'm like, yo, I plugged in the pod. Let me see if I got like 5 followers or something. She said 8,000. I'm like, we got pulled like that. Who was rating us?
Is Dom 2K here?
I'm like, yo, who is rating us right now? Oh my god,
that's crazy. That's crazy. I mean, aside from that. Not really much has happened in the NBA, like we have been talking about the NBA the past 30 minutes. But is there anything else that's happened in the
besides
NBA?
Besides Kemba shitting the bed. Nothing.
Besides Kemba
shitting
the
bed. Lonzo Ball out here proving niggas wrong, like always.
Yeah. For 5-game stretches. And then they're going to use that for the next 5 years. Man, when Lonzo had the opportunity in February.
Facts. That's literally how it is. When Lonzo was given an actual fair chance to run the offense, that 5-game stretch back in February of 2021. He looked like a fine player. What happened in March?
I'm about to say, the crazy thing is Dom's making fun of it right now, but that's literally going to be Dom.
Literally going to be me. Literally going to be me. In March, they're going to start fucking Kira Lewis because they got to give the rookies a run. And I'm like, Lonzo's not getting consistent run, man. How can you be a starting point guard and you only can start 5-game stretches?
You're going to turn into DKM? That man tweets about Lonzo probably 20 times a day.
That's with all respect to DKM, that's a lot of his channel. Like it's a lot of Ball Brothers content.
He loves the Ball Brothers. I've never seen anything like it. He loves them.
Yeah, you have. It's called.
I'm about to say
Dom's sitting right in front of you.
Dom's right there. What?
I've been doing this for years, bud. Like, hey.
Even LiAngelo?
Yes.
Bezos can tell you, bro. I've been a Ball fan, bro. Pause.
Just is like, oh shit, here we go again.
Here we go again with the giggles.
I got homework to do.
It wasn't even supposed to be like that.
Just a big Ball fan.
Well, the Nets won tonight.
What a ball.
Harden, 37-11-7. Oh shit.
Okay. Hey, do me a favor. Can you look up Pat Bev's stat line for me?
Yes, I got it. 5 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists. Two of six from the field.
All I'm saying is
four turnovers and he fouled out. Yo,
you think you can do that? You think you can do that?
Beanie? I can't do that, Beanie. Come on, bro. I can't foul out in a game.
What? Four turnovers? I think you can manage it.
I can do four. How many assists do you have?
Four assists.
Yeah. I can legit give you a 1-to-1 assist to turnover ratio in the NBA right now. I swear to God, I can.
Yeah, you can do that. You can do that.
I can do that. I can do 2 for 6 from the field. Let me look at the shots just to be safe. I can do that.
What is he shooting?
He shot 2 for 6 from the field.
Do you think you can play NBA basketball for 28 minutes, though? That's the
28 minutes a game? No. 28 minutes in one game.
He doesn't need to get those stats. Sure? He doesn't need to play 28 minutes.
I don't need 28 minutes to put up those stats, though. I don't need 28 minutes to put up those stats.
5 points, 4 rebounds, and 4 assists.
I don't need 28 minutes for that.
Maybe the four turnovers might need some extra minutes.
No, I throw the ball.
The foul out. You got to commit a lot of fouls.
I will foul 5 times in a row.
I feel like if I was in the NBA game with how fast they move up and down, bro, I'd just be running suicides at half court pretty much.
By the time you get down, someone already scored or turned over.
By the time you're setting up the defense, niggas done scored on you already. Like, oh, damn, okay.
Oh, my God.
By the time I go into the paint to get into the position, my team's already scored. Going back on defense, they already scored. I'm just going
I really
back
don't think I could score in the NBA. I think the only way I'd be able to score is if I just stood at the three-point line and hooked it up first opportunity I got. Because then it's just an open three, and I know I can hit those every once in a while. If someone's covering me, I'm not scoring.
Yeah.
I'm not.
He thought about it. Wait, Dom, what was the argument you had with Alvini? Like, what was...
What, the one he posted on his channel?
No, like, what is his argument about you being able to do Pat with Bev? Pat Bev? Yeah.
Well, it came down to, I forgot how the fuck we got there, but, oh, it all stemmed from my loser argument of how Russ was a loser. That's how it started. Mm. And then, you know, the people who haven't heard the loser argument, they always go through the whole rundown. Well, what's a loser? Then I go the detriment of the team and blah, blah, blah. You know what I do. Yeah. And then it boiled down to, well, give me a definition of a player who's on a winning team that's still a loser. And then I said, Pat Bev, because he's a fucking loser and he's trash. And God forbid you call the NBA player trash, the people, but can you beat him? And then, yeah, people, anyone here, you already know, I'm blasphemous. Don't ask me, can I beat bum ass Pat Bev? Offensively, yes.
How is that even a good rebuttal? He's ass. Can you beat him?
Thank you.
Bro,
can you?
No, I can't. Okay.
And then, so basically, yeah, it came down to that. And the whole bet came down to, I was basically like, bro, whatever Pat Bev can do offensively, I promise you I can do it too. Like, I can match his offensive output. And niggas were swearing, yeah, but see, now Pat's but Bev better go out there and get 30 points. And my rebuttal was, but when he finishes with 6 points, you're telling me I can't get 3 layups? He ain't even do that. That nigga had 5 fucking points, 4 assists, and 4 turnovers.
I don't think you can get 3 layups, Dom. I ain't gonna lie, bro.
Bro, be so.
It's not even like a detriment to your talent. It's just how good NBA defenders are.
Good delete. I get that. My thing was, I was just saying in terms of the bare minimum I had to do to get the points. That's 3 layups. In my mind, I'm saying if I get the same opportunities and looks Pat Bev gets, which majority of the time open fucking jump shots, I know I can shoot. I had a shooting coach. My jump shots are fucking official. I know I can shoot better than that nigga.
Are you talking about right now or in your basketball prime?
In my basketball prime, without a doubt, I can shoot better than him. Right now, 80% sure I can. Off the couch, after about 2 blunts, I'm pretty sure I can. If we had a shooting contest,
this dude Draymond, Don's crazy, Kevin bro. Style, I ain't gonna lie. Jesus
listen,
Christ.
Draymond, Kevin Hart style shooting contest, 10 times, I guarantee you I'm beating him at least 3. Like, there's no way.
I don't know, after I saw that footage of Brian Scalabrine making like 30 threes in a row, and this is like 6 years after he retired, and mind you, Brian Scalabrine is literally a meme for how bad he is in the NBA.
In his prime, Scal was a sharp. He was a shooter. Literally all he could do is shoot. That was it.
I didn't get the vibe of a total wasteoid. He had an okay prime.
Back on the Bulls and Nets, Scal was a legit shooter. Like, he had a shot.
Okay, but what about Pat Bev's prime? Like, isn't that a 40% shooter from three?
Again, on how many shots and what kind of shots?
If honestly, we're open more than Scal.
He's taking four. He's taking four threes a game this year. This year, he's shooting four threes a game. He's taking six shots total a game.
Yes, and he's shooting 45%. 45%.
If we're talking open shots, I believe I can do that. Yes.
Shoot 45% in the NBA?
Yes.
Oh, my God, bro.
If they're open shots, if they're contested, if they're open,
you can hit 45%.
Obviously, contested shots is a whole different story. I'm not saying I'm hitting fucking knockdown shots in niggas' faces on Dame Lillard time and shit like that. I'm just saying if I'm getting majority of shots Pat Bev gets, which are open looks because he's playing with Paul George and Kawhi, I have faith in my ability to shoot a basketball wide open. I just do. Other people, that's different. If you genuinely wake up and think, man, you know what? I just think less of myself. That's on you, my guy. You got to have that conversation with yourself in the mirror. That's not me. Don't project your shortcomings on me. I believe in myself. This is all confidence. I can shoot an open jump shot. I can hit an open layup.
But even when he didn't have Paul George and Kawhi, like he was shooting 40% already. Like in 2019, and when he was like... In 2019, when it was like Lou Will, Montrez, and Landry Shamet, he was shooting 40% from three on like five attempts.
40%. Hold on, how many threes have you taken a game?
In 2019, 3.6 in 2019. But.
He took three, so four threes a game still. He shot 40%? Yeah, I can do that. Yeah. The basis to my argument is if Pat Bev can do it, I can do it on offense anyway.
I find that interesting. Agree to disagree.
Bezos, what's your three-point percentage? At least
I'm
in
open like, shots. Open shots.
I don't know.
Guess.
Guess?
If you took 100 three-pointers, how many would you make?
40.
Assuming you're
open. On all open.
40. You're 40%?
Yeah. 40, 45.
Y'all have confidence in yourself. I would say I'm like 25% three-point shooter.
Well, I ain't going to lie, Justin. Just between me and you, bro, you ain't too much of a shooter. Just, you know, with our standards. You're not much of a shooter. Just,
not a shooter.
I'm about to say, like, fuck the NBA standards. Just between our friend group, bro, you're not a good shooter. So,
Since I broke my shoulder, I don't shoot farther than 5 feet away from the basket if I'm in crunch time. You're not going to catch me shooting a three when I mean business.
Yes, that's what it got. When you shoot, it looks like you're shooting with one hand. I'm just kidding.
I am. No, because I literally can't move this arm above my head. So I literally shoot with one hand.
Yes. Hey, man. That's tough.
You got to do what you got to do.
Make it work.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we're approaching the hour and a half. Oh, Jesus Christ. What were you saying? Justin, what were you saying?
Wait. What are you talking about?
I was just saying we're approaching an hour and a half. But Justin, what were you saying?
I was saying before I broke my shoulder, my form was way better, but I still couldn't hit the shot. So it's not much of an excuse for me.
Mm. Yeah. Well.
But yeah, that's why it looks like shoot in one hand.
So you think you shoot 25% on all open threes?
Yeah. Open threes, yeah, I'd shoot like 25%.
That's tough.
Yeah, I'm not that good. Look, man.
That is tough.
All right, man. Well,
I hit 99% of my layups if I was going against you.
Yeah, that's true. I gonna lie, Justin, you would beat me one-on-one just because like you can just post me up.
That's what I do to Tim, too.
Yeah.
He'll hit like Tim will hit like one or two threes like randomly in my face, and I'll be like, now I got to try. I'm down six. I just big boy him into the paint, just hit an easy layup every time. That's my go-to. Now,
is that obvious?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Dom, I do this shit, bro.
I am
you underestimate how much I fucking refresh my shit, bro.
Refresh it. I'm at 38,000 right now.
Good shit.
Famous.
Famous Dom, bro. But any other topics to talk about, we can close it out. You know what I'm saying?
Did Wordu ever tell us what he meant by companion?
Hell no. He got mad because he joked on him. So he was like, man, fuck y'all. Don't even talk about it, dude.
Semantics, man.
Semantics.
Dom, Justin, any other topics for tonight before we close it out?
Nothing. Nope. Good.
Let's do it right
cool,
here.
Bro. I'm bringing cool, the
bro.
Heat.
We'll see you. We'll see you Wednesday. You know what I'm saying? For the
wait, go ahead. I'm about to say, the Patreon Q&A people. My fault. I'm pretty sure you're about to just say that thing.
Oh yeah, yeah. If any of our $10 patrons wanna patrons, Jesus Christ, wants to, you know, ask us some questions, go ahead and go to the Q&A in the Discord. Links to the Discord is in the panels as well. Let me just do a shout out to our patrons before we go. Let me just do it real quick.
Shout out Jay Bird. Shout out Cool Bro.
Yes, sir.
Shout out Adam.
Yeah, shout out Adam. Shout out Jason. Shout out Parks. Shout out Cool Bro. Shout out Jay Bird. And I'm gonna just, you know, I'm gonna just include CMB in there, even though he's a $5, because, you know, that's an OG right there.
He's the homie.
Facts.
Yeah, but I was just about to say, in terms of, if y'all are wondering where the guests at and shit, it's on purpose, you know what I'm saying? We're trying to redevelop our chemistry now that Wordu isn't here.
Yeah.
You know, just trying to work on our own shit.
But we have a very important guest.
Yeah, very important guest next week. Yeah, we're just
calling like out in locker room. Cool, I'm bro. Sorry, we're not gonna say it now, obviously. Oh, I thought you meant like a regular episode guest. I didn't think you meant the Patreon episode.
Oh, we might have a repeat for next week, next Sunday.
Oh, okay, never mind. I'm stupid. I'm sorry. I'm hot.
Nah, you good. You good.
I forgot. We literally just talked about it.
Yeah. But yeah, shout out to patrons. Leave us a 5-star on iTunes. Shout out to Subchat as well. We will see y'all next week. Hey.